your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cuts. Deep cuts. Deep cuts. Deep cuts. Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Man.
And I am Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
I just felt intense. You seem so intense, I had to amp it up.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, general geek news.
Giggity giggity geek news.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much.
You know, I'm sorry. I think we owe everybody an apology.
We do owe the internet at large an apology for not giving you the awesomeness that is the DFGs. We apologize.
How did the internet survive without us?
I don't know. I've just pictured like a Kim Kardashian style breakdown of the internet without us.
Just googling, where are the DFGs?
We have a healthy ego here at the DFG.
Where are they?
Where are my geeks?
The internet's like, oh, I can't do without the 3 downloads a week. That's a little bit more than 3.
A little bit. Probably, well, at least 1, 2, 4, because 1's me. I like to listen while I'm gaming.
So, funny story.
Yeah?
Went to Spencer's yesterday.
Spencer's Gifts?
Yep, and Larry needed to get a lanyard and stuff, and so we're done shopping. We go up to the counter. I'm with Mrs. Mattman. Mrs. Mattman sometimes can be a sucker for like charity things.
Yeah.
And so the lady was like, would you like to donate to Boobies Make Me Smile for breast cancer?
Boobies Make
and
Me Smile.
And my Mrs. Mattman was
Mrs.
like,
Mrs. Mattman.
Sure. And the lady's like, how much you want to donate? And then Mrs. Mattman was like, $5. And then the girl rings a bell and goes, boobies! Like that just yells it through the hall, Spencer's.
Wow. I wouldn't have seen that coming.
And then she goes, well, because you donated $5, you get to sign this big inflatable boob.
What?
And so how do you think I signed it?
You signed a Mattman?
No, I put a smiley face, and then I put a big DFG on it.
Aw, the GFG. Hearts inflatable boobies.
And then we had to fill out a little thing, unless the boobies make me smile, and we put DFG on that, too. So if you go to the Spencer's in Port Charlotte,
and you see the giant inflatable boobies, help the DFGs in their cause, because we're helping the boobies.
I just thought that was a funny story.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so we've been gone doing things.
That store just, something happened to that store. It's just so weird now.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
It's very pop culture-y more than another.
It is in a way. And then, for the longest time, they only had like a small adult section. Now it's like the back half of the store. You can't really go back if you have.
Yeah, I don't go back there at all. I just usually go to the front half. And they got all, because that's where they have all the hats and they have the t-shirts and stuff like that.
Everything that the mall light touches
is
the mall kingdom. What about that dark part in the back? We never go there,
Simba. You must never go there, Simba. Promise me, Simba. The funny thing is we had told Larry when she was little, we're like, promise us that you'll never go into Spencer's when we're not there.
Yeah.
So the, promise me, Simba, you will never go to the dark shadowy place.
I promise.
What's there, Papa?
We never talk. Elephant graveyard.
What have you been up to the past couple weeks?
I have been just working.
Working?
Working and working.
Working, working,
nothing
working.
Too crazy.
I went to Détroit.
Détroit.
For a work meeting.
Brum, brum, Détroit.
I drank way too much.
Okay.
Ate some Greek food.
Ooh.
It was delicious.
Opa.
I had some saganaki.
Ooh.
Some opa cheese.
Ooh.
And I went and got some coney dogs and stuff.
Ooh.
Nothing, no roast, big little mini pig roasts or anything.
No?
The coolest thing we did this year that was like food to be oriented is Samuel Adams sponsored a yacht cruise on the Detroit River.
Oh, okay.
And so we went on this yacht boat. And sponsored by Samuel Adams.
So it was like, were they trying out a lot of different things that you got to try there?
We got the very first keg of Oktoberfest.
Nice.
For the year. They had cherry wheat on the boat. They had regular Sam Adams on the boat. And then they had a couple new, like, trout, like, Curious Travelers. That's what they're called. did like a grapefruit one, a watermelon one, stuff like that. And then they did, so then they had cardboard cutouts of the statue of Samuel Adams all through the boat. And we all got captain hats that said Sam Adams on it. And then they had cornhole games and stuff like that. So that was, it was pretty neat. And they had a traveling dinner where they did some
shit. So you played cornhole on the boat?
Yeah.
I figured that'd be harder for some reason.
I would think so. But it's the Detroit River, so it's not like waves are coming in or anything. No,
wakes. Like, you're not like caught in someone's wake.
Right. For sure. So that was the only cool, really super cool beer thing that we did. That's worthy of talking about on the DFG-ness.
Samuel Adams boat, always a good decision, I think.
I think so, too. So, you know, I think the good news is now, though, is that I think we should be free and clear.
We should be free and clear for the next, foreseeable future.
Foreseeable future. We shouldn't be missing a week for a while until we maybe change things up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I ain't going anywhere for a full week.
Yep, I don't think I am really either. So we should be good. So we apologize for absenteeism.
Sorry,
but
folks.
We're back.
We are back.
We're going to do a normal format, Tom.
The boys are back in town.
Boys are back. Boys are back. Doing boy stuff like running through the mud, drinking lots of beer, and grabbing each other's butts.
I don't know what boys you're talking about. Or what you all did.
Oh, sorry.
Back in the day.
Never played the good game?
The good game, yeah. It just hit harder and harder until you can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, no, you just bang each other's butt.
I would kick it up a notch every time.
Yeah. Ah, that would hurt.
Good.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Maddie.
Movie pick of the week. Beep, 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 beep. Roar. My new cinema lion. Roar!
MGM or whatever.
Oh, yeah. MGM lion. Roar! Roar! Roar!
Growl!
I want September 9th.
September
8th, Tom.
Just around the corner.
A remake comes out.
A remake, huh?
It seems like every some year we have at least 4 or 5 like remakes.
Yeah.
Like
they're running out of ideas in Hollywood, it seems like.
They are. Baywatch. What other
remakes?
Jumanji's coming out, yeah. Lots of remakes all the time. Have you ever seen, Tom, the original It movie?
I did not know.
Oh! You just ruined us having anything to talk about. Well, I guess I could tell you about the movie.
You can kind of explain it to me.
My first experience.
A killer clown, isn't it?
It is. It's based off of a movie written by
Stephen
King.
I knew that.
My first experience with the movie is my brother used it to scare Monkey Man.
Pennywise.
Used it to scare the crap out of me. Because I was like maybe 9 or 10 and we watched it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to expect, and I just remember a killer clown eating kids, and it was terrifying.
Good old Pennywise.
But it was one of those that was so good that it's so terrifying that I wanted to watch it again and again as a kid. So the original came out in 1960, believe it or not.
This?
Pennywise is played by
the original came out in the
80s. This is 1960. Oh, in 1960.
The book maybe
it's
came
based
out.
In 1960.
Oh yeah, that makes
I'm
sense.
Sorry. I apologize. Let's see, what year did it come out?
27 years ago.
Oh. 1990? I don't think it came out in 1990.
27 years ago, because there's a whole lot of things when the new trailer for the next one came out. How it talks about Pennywise comes out every 27 years.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was 27 years ago. So was that 1990?
I guess so. That would be 27 years ago.
And I believe Tim Curry. Yes, thank you. Well, who's Tim Conroy?
I don't know.
Is Tim Conroy somebody?
I think you're combining like Kevin Conroy and Tim.
I'm going to look to see if there's a Tim Conroy now.
Hello, I am famous actor Tim Conroy. And I've come to talk to you about the famous, not so famous actors problem that happens in Hollywood. Are you a forgettable actor and you can't remember what I've been in? That's Tim Conroy.
Timothy James Conroy is a former pitcher for the Oakland A's and St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
Okay. So he is somebody. So
he's famous. He's somebody.
He's famous.
He's one of them, what you call them, famouses.
He's one of them famous.
He's a famous.
He's one of those famous boys touching each other's butts and playing in mud.
Good game. Good game. I mean, he's an athlete, so he's probably touched a butt.
He's one of them real good athletes.
Real good. Good game. Good.
So, basically, Tom, it's about this clown who terrorizes
this poor like, little
a group
clown.
Of kids. In town, and if I remember right, the kids kind of team up and take the clown out.
Come on, gang, we're gonna defeat this clown.
They're preteens, so maybe they didn't sound quite like that. Maybe they're a little deeper.
Come on, gang. I mean, let's go. We'll take care of it.
There's seven preteen outcasts fighting evil demon who poses a child-killing clown. 30 years later, they reunite to stop the demon once and for all. Okay.
Oh, so they like haunted him when they were younger, and then
it jumps forward.
Later.
Yeah,
now I gotta watch it. It sounds a little intriguing.
It was good. I remember it from when I was a kid. So they're doing a remake.
Yep.
That's coming out September 8th.
I heard it was really creepy.
And the kid from Stranger Things is in it.
Really? Which one?
Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, Mike.
Mike. And then Bill Skarsgård.
Yep.
Is Pennywise. He's the clown. Originally, when they talked about doing a remake of it, another director, I think it was Tim Burton,
really,
was going to direct it, and they casted the kid that was Eustace from Dawn Treader.
Okay.
Dawn Treader?
Yeah.
Portrait of Dawn Treader and how creepy he was looking.
Yeah.
And so that movie kind of got canceled. So it comes out on September 8th. Tom, are you afraid of clowns at all? You're like a clown phobia.
I'm not scared of them. They do wig me out a little bit.
What wigs you out about them?
They're kind of attitude.
Their laugh
kind of
throws you off a little bit.
Hey, kids!
That's pretty close to a Krusty right there. That's pretty good.
Hey!
Oh, that's even more Krusty. Nice. Clowns never really scared me too much.
Yeah.
Killer clowns, I think, would
and
be frightening.
And a whole other ball game.
That live in the sewer. Did you see the trailer for it yet?
The new one?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Would you like to watch it real quick?
I heard it's very creepy. Yeah, let's do this.
All right. We're going to watch this trailer real quick.
You want to hear him scream? We're going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it live.
No. I guess we could.
Oh, nah, that's all
right. Okay. We're going to pause. We're going to watch the trailer and then come back. You watch the trailer too. We'll be right back. That's pretty scary.
That's a little spooky. If you didn't like clowns, don't watch that movie.
No, that was pretty scary. Yeah. Did you pee a little? I might have.
Might have in the back.
Something I did notice is Finn looks completely different. It was hard for me to see which one was him. Because he did a good job with his hair, growing it out, and the glasses they put on.
Yeah.
So it definitely doesn't look... You're not going to watch it and be like, oh, that's Strange Kid. You want to see it now? Does that make you want to see it?
I kind of want to see the old one.
Oh, okay. We should rent that and watch it.
Just talk like Tim Curry the whole time.
What does Tim Curry sound like?
It sounds like a creepy clown, children.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I was bored one day at work. I just started talking like this for a good solid hour.
Did you really? People at work were like, stay away from that town guy.
Mostly when nobody was around.
He didn't go up to customers.
Would you like to buy some plumbing stuff?
Welcome to plumbing.
Your name's Eliza. Well, I have a truth for you, Eliza.
Is there something you think you'd watch in the theaters?
I think well, as long as I'm not the only one screaming, I guess it won't be as bad.
Yeah, it does look pretty scary.
I don't get scared too much by scary movies. I'm more like
I like scary movies like that aren't all like blood and gore and shock. I don't like shock horror. I like actual like thriller type horror movies.
You like the thriller?
So it remake comes out September 8th. If you're interested to check that out, if you're brave enough,
if you can handle
it, if you're not afraid of the dark,
are you afraid of the
dark? Can you handle it? I can handle it.
I don't think he can handle it.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Can you handle it?
I don't think you're ready for this jail.
I don't even know what song it is.
Fergalicious, my bootylicious, my body to bootylicious.
Okay. Is that by Fergie?
Fergalicious? No, I think it's like, I think it's Beyonce.
Oh, okay. How does it go again?
I don't think you're ready for this jail. I think she says jelly, so which is the weirdest
can
part.
Can you sing it like Tim Curry now?
I don't think you're ready for this curry. I don't think you're ready for this curry.
Tim Curry in Bootylicious.
Bootylicious.
Currylicious.
Back from the dead for one more performance.
He's not dead, is he?
Yeah, he died.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He's not dead.
He did too. He died this year.
No.
Or last year.
No.
Google it.
He was just at a Comic-Con.
No. Tim Curry?
Yes.
No.
He did not die. He's super sick, but he's not dead yet.
Look it up.
All right, we going to bet on this?
Yeah.
Usually, what are we
going to bet? I will bet you this. What do you want to bet? You got to buy me a candy when we go to the movies.
Okay. And then if I'm right, you buy me
a candy.
I'll buy
you a candy, yeah.
All right. It's on. Candy bet of 2017. No death date.
What a swore he died.
Yeah, you wanna go? That's IMDb. Yeah, usually IMDb would have a death date, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Tim Curry. Dead. Let's see what that pops up. What year did Tim Curry die?
He's still alive.
Boom! Huh. Candy!
A lot of people have been dying. You get a candy.
They have been.
You get a candy.
Yes.
Everybody get a candy.
There has been a lot of legendary people dying. Did you hear that Ric Flair is in a medically induced coma?
I heard that, yeah. He's in very bad shape.
That is not good. That makes me sad because I really wanted to meet Ric Flair. So let's hope he pulls through.
I hope so.
So he can ride Space Mountain again.
There you go.
Or take somebody on a ride for Space Mountain. Woo.
I don't know what that means, but alright.
So he always used to say that, like, back in the 80s, he'd be like, take a ride on Space Mountain! Woo!
I knew the woo part, but the Space Mountain part.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, Space Mountain was his, you know, him.
Him, he was,
he Space, was Space Mountain. Yeah.
Space Mountain was wiener, so you're
saying? Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
TV pick of the week.
Yeah!
Oh. What are you watching on TV right now?
I just finished going through all the Marvel stuff, and right now I'm starting a new show. It's called Atypical. It's a Netflix original
show. Atypical, huh?
Uh-huh.
What is it about?
It's about this boy who is on
Atypical?
The autism spectrum, okay. And his main premise is he wants to, like, branch out and date girls, but he's that type of autism where he just can't grasp social cues and things like that, so it's very hard for him to make friends and understand girls in general, so it's just a struggle of him and trying to, you know, try and find a girlfriend and things like that. And
it
also
like a drama.
It's not a drama, it's kind of like a coming of age type story, and it's got also has a sister following her dating this guy.
Is she autistic?
No, she's normal. She's like this elite track star.
Okay.
In the episode I just got to, she just got invited to this, like, top-tier school because of how good she is. And then her mom and dad, their parents, so his mom is, like, kind of controlling, you know, because of his condition.
Yeah.
She wants to make sure everything's okay. And now she just had an affair.
Oh.
That just happened in the show. And she's, like, feeling guilty about it because everywhere she goes, it's like, she looks over at a stop sign and it says slut instead of stop. So it's like haunting
her. Wow.
She's feeling really, really guilty and it's haunting her.
Okay.
So it's going to
blow
up.
This sounds a little serious.
She like snapped. She was at the grocery store and like she kept hearing the overhead speakers like, something is on sale in this. Also, blah, blah, blah is a slut. Like,
wow.
she's hearing it, but that's not what they're saying.
She's like losing her mind.
Yeah. So you can tell it's going to get to a big...
That sounds pretty crazy.
A big bad...
So you're enjoying it?
It's a good show.
What episode are you on?
the fourth one. Or
fifth. It sounds a little bit more serious than the stuff we usually
watch.
It's
a very serious show, but it's quirky and fun.
How did you find it?
I was actually just, it was on the top of my thing when I, you signed in Netflix, it always shows like a preview this, so I wanted to like watch a trailer for it, ended up watching the whole first episode.
Nice. So. Nice. That sounds pretty good. You have to let me know how it finishes and if I should watch it, because I don't really like to watch a lot of serious kind of stuff. I just finished with season 7 of No Reservations with Anthony Bourdain.
Ooh.
Yes, it was very political.
Incredible.
It was a lot more political than his other seasons.
Really?
So I finished that, and then now it was right towards the, you could tell they filmed during the election.
Okay.
And then it kind of wrapped up after the election. So there was an episode with Barack Obama, and they, I forget where he visited, and Barack was in it, and he spoke with Anthony Bourdain. There's a lot of talk about the last couple episodes kind of went on communism and dictatorships and visited Russia, and it kind of really had a heavy kind of thing of communists and strong personalities taking over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, it definitely was a lot more politically driven. You could tell he had an agenda.
So he had some reservations,
right.
Apparently.
There was, there was a whole episode about Mexico and Border Patrol and the wall and his opinion on the wall and all that. And so it definitely was kind of an anti-Trump tirade type deal.
Yeah.
It, but it wasn't so bad where it was like, I can't watch this or it took you out of it. They still had enough food stuff. But it made me want to go back and watch more. So I've just been watching No Reservations like crazy. Because even if I disagree with some of his political leanings, I am a huge Anthony Bourdain fan.
You do love your Bourdains.
I love my Bourdains. He is the man. If I had to like pick a celebrity chef to hang out with one day, it'd probably be him. Gordon Ramsay might be
a friend of mine. Also, is a big Anthony Bourdain fan. So
yeah.
I can see he's very popular.
I like Bourdain. I think my three favorite celebrity chefs are probably Bourdain, Gordon Ramsay, and Guy Fieri. Those are probably my
favorite. Taking a flavor town. But build a wall first.
Yeah.
I don't know what his stance is on that.
Defenders comes out soon.
So soon. Friday.
Well, Friday?
Friday.
Do you plan on binge watching it?
Yeah, I am.
How many? Do you know how many episodes it has?
I'm hoping the rest of them have always had 13 episodes.
Okay.
I'm betting that's probably what's going to be
13.
Too.
Are you expecting anything big to happen, like anybody to die or anything?
I'm betting someone, like close to one of them, is going to die. I'm betting it's going to be Claire Temple because she's one of the only characters that are involved with every single story. She's in every
single
series.
That's what I think. I was going to say that's what I think is going to happen too. That's my prediction. You're going to get to episode 4 or 5, and basically what's going to happen is they're going to need some, they're not going to be fully together yet, and they're going to need something to bring them all together, and it's going to be Claire Temple dying.
Yeah.
I could totally see that. Yeah. Or Stick. I could see him killing
like
Stick. I don't think it'd be Foggy. It'd probably definitely
be
Claire.
I hope not Foggy.
I love Foggy.
Or Karen. I don't think it's going to be the main ladies.
Yeah.
Like the main love interest ladies, except for Claire.
Colleen,
I don't think so. Don't think Karen.
Colleen Wing.
Colleen Chicken.
You're looking forward to it a lot, though?
I do. Because I heard they're kind of going with the story style of Daredevil. So, and we all love Daredevil.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good.
Good, hopefully. All right, Tom. Food, glorious food, my friend.
Oh, I missed this category of talking about yummy food.
There's a thing going around on the interwebs about a hot Cheetos donut.
A what?
Did you watch that video?
No.
I want to get your opinion on this.
I like hot Cheetos, but I don't know if I'd want to eat a hot Cheetos donut.
So we're going to pause and we're going to watch the video about the hot Cheetos donut.
Are we
going to
have hot Cheetos?
What
the point?
We'll be right back. So.
So.
Is that a donut?
I mean, technically it's not made of dough. But it is fried. it's a mozzarella stick.
So basically what they do, if you ever watch the video, is they crush up the hot Cheetos like cheesy poof things.
Yeah.
And then they take string cheese.
And kind of bake it so
it
molds into
one
giant donut.
And then they take it out. And they take the string cheese, put it in an egg wash, and then they put it in Cheeto mix and they deep fry it.
Yeah.
And it's not a donut.
It's technically not a donut.
It's in the shape of a donut.
Yeah. It's just a mozzarella circle.
It's a mozzarella stick,
it's
right?
It's not a stick. It's a circle.
It's a mozzarella circle.
It's a hot cheese circle. It looks really good. Don't get us wrong. We would love to eat it, but it's not a donut.
I would love to eat that. I think that was something that we could totally do.
Maybe for one of our first cooking videos.
We could do that. I think that's a good idea. That's simple enough to try to do. I don't think it's a donut, though.
Not a donut, but it's still good.
Thank you. That's all I got.
Nope, we're on the same page with this one.
I saw that.
The hot dog's not a sandwich, but that's definitely not a donut.
What other kind of snacky foods would... here's a better question. How would you turn the hot Cheetos into a donut, then? Like, if you know that that's not a donut, how would we make a hot Cheetos donut?
How would we make a hot Cheetos? I don't know. You'd have to make it a super sweet donut, that way the hot Cheetos part doesn't overwhelm it. And you just kind of make, I think, a cake donut with, like, broken up hot Cheetos on top. Very, very minimal amount of it. Maybe...
But I think a filling would go good with it.
A hot Cheetos filling? Like a...
Not a hot Cheetos filling, but maybe
like a jelly? So like it would kind of...
Ooh, a jelly? Jelly might be good.
I think
that would
be a good idea. Like a grape... not necessarily grape, but like a... That kind of jelly. Because I've had that kind of...
Strawberry?
Jalapeno jam.
Oh, yep, the jalapeno jam one.
So it's like sweet and spicy. So I think that would probably...
And then just sprinkle the hot Cheetos on top.
Yeah.
I think that would be a donut. The hot Cheetos ring thing is not a donut.
Sorry, folks.
So,
we've been had.
Remake your video name with something else, people who made that video. That makes fat guys angry.
How dare you insult our tastes with your lies?
Not a whole lot of geek news, Tom.
No.
Oh, wait. Oh, that was bad. Geek news!
I wonder what we're about to talk about.
Not a whole lot. Defenders is coming out. We talked about that. Yep. But something I wanted to talk about I thought was noteworthy. Something cool to talk about. Jay and Silent Bob Reboot is coming out.
Finally.
They're looking for a way to market that. And so what they did is...
Kevin, it's a complete reboot that's just the same actors. Hopefully Kevin Smith and Jay, right?
They're still in it. Okay. Basically, it's the same idea as Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. About people trying to make a movie, and they're trying to stop it. Now what happens is now they're rebooting that movie, and so they're trying to stop the reboot.
Is it a reboot then? If it's
that's the thing,
continuation.
It's not a reboot. It's not a real reboot. They named it Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
Oh, because someone's rebooting.
Because somebody's
the movie. Okay.
Rebooting the movie in that universe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so they're looking for like marketing stuff. So it was Kevin's birthday. And Kevin always usually does something big on his birthday. And they did a big get together in Red Bank where they tried to break the Guinness World Record of the most Jay and Silent Bob cosplayers in one area.
Oh, wow.
So they put together a whole thing. Comic Book Men went there. And the comic book men are they filmed the comic book men episode.
Okay.
All around this.
Cool.
How many people do you think you showed up in Jay and Silent Bob cosplay?
5,000.
Oh, no, not that.
Okay. 500.
Less.
Less?
Yeah.
Two?
More. 328.
Okay. That's like, what?
That's still a lot.
That's still a lot.
And it's 328 couples, I think.
Okay, so they're pairs of
Jay
and Bob.
Right.
Okay.
So that's a lot.
A lot of Jay and Bob's.
It's a lot of Jay and Bob's. And Kevin, people waiting in line and stuff, Kevin went through handing out donuts to people.
Awesome.
And he, at the end, he
took... Cheetos donuts.
Him and Jay in costume took a photo with every couple. And
so that'll take a while then.
Yeah, so it looked like a pretty cool event. And they also gave Kevin Smith a key to the city.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was pretty cool. You may get him a plaque and stuff like that, so... I thought that was noteworthy to talk about.
We do love our Kev.
We do like him a lot. You got any other news? Anything you think that, any video game stuff?
A lot of games coming out,
comic
but nothing
stuff?
Like coming out. I haven't really been keeping up with comics too much, sadly.
I haven't either, unfortunately.
I know, like, one of the big things is they got the Secret Empire still going, which is the whole Captain America running Hydra, and then now the Edge of Venomverse, which is where Venom has kind of taken over a lot of Marvel.
That is the big thing right now, yeah.
And also, one series I started, but I haven't continued, is the, WMD, so it was, Weapon of Mutant Destruction, and they created a Hulk-Wolverine hybrid to take out the mutants, and this is,
oh my gosh. Yeah,
so Stryker is developing this, like, cult, and recruiting people, and finding the perfect test subject to turn
them into. That is so cool.
So I read the first issue, and you just see, like, all these test tubes. Like, the cover is literally, like, you see this giant test tube, and inside it is, like, a big Hulk figure with Wolverine claws.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
So when did that come out yet?
That came out, like, a month and a half ago. So
Did you pick it up?
I picked that one up, yeah.
Did you read it yet?
Yeah, I read it.
Is it good?
It's good.
How do you know? Is it a miniseries?
It's a miniseries that ties into both. What was it? So Weapon X. They did a Weapon X series that's going on. So it's the story continues in Totally Awesome Hulk, then the Weapon X series, then Hulk, and then it finishes. I think it's a 5-part series that's within those two comic lines.
That sounds pretty
awesome. It started
in
its own little one-off, and then it continues. The story continues in those ones.
That sounds good.
So it's like Amadeus Cho and like Wolverine, Sabretooth, Domino. I want to say maybe Deadpool.
That's who's all in it,
they're all the ones. They're teaming up
to fight this.
Yeah, so it's old man Logan.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's old man Logan.
Oh, here's a question.
Yeah.
Did you see the Domino outfit for Deadpool 2?
I did. And
what do you think?
I don't have a problem with it. Do you? Are you not liking that it's not reverse?
I was not a big fan until I saw someone say, oh, it's reverse Domino.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay.
That makes sense.
So and that made it okay.
A grayish skin and a black dot on their eye. They had someone with black skin and a white dot on their eyes.
So right.
Like, yeah.
Which I thought was neat.
Yeah.
When I read, oh,
yeah,
it's reverse Domino.
Yeah,
I was
that
like,
too.
Okay. That I feel a little bit better about it now. But just at first, I was like, well, this is weird.
Yeah.
And the way they do it with the white dot, it looks like Barf from Spaceballs.
It kind of does,
it's
yeah,
very Barfish.
Barf. Thor says it's like someone barfed on her face.
What? Barf. I'm a Mog. Half
I'm
man, half dog.
I'm my own best mutant. Domino has such interesting powers, too. Or mutation.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really make any sense.
It's just lucky.
She's luck. She has luck and the ability to change the probability of things. So, like, let's say she has one bullet, and she needs this bullet to ricochet off 13 different objects and
yeah,
to cause some massive explosion. She can somehow fire the gun and cause the events to happen.
That's such a weird mutant
I know
power. I think that's more lame than Jubilee.
Fireworks, pew!
I would rather shoot fireworks out my hands than be able to be lucky.
I know.
I guess you could go gamble and then you win some money, but
yeah. She's also a skilled fighter and great with firearms, but
yeah, kind of.
Oh,
like
what a coincidence! I won again the jackpot.
Since Deadpool breaks the fourth wall all the time and stuff, I would love to see her make fun of her and make some kind of barf reference.
Yeah.
That'd
Didn't
be
she
amazing.
Look like barf?
Half man, half dog. I'm a Mog. All right, Tom. Guess what, buddy?
Whoa.
That's all we got for today.
That's it?
Yep.
Just a little tidbit.
Hopefully, we'll be coming back at you soon. A lot more DFG up in your face.
That's right. No more hiatuses. We're going to be coming at you live. Well, not live.
Coming up on our 2-year anniversary.
Oh,
can you believe
that?
Has
it been so long?
Weird, right? No better time than to amp it back up, I think.
How time doth fly.
So, hey, Tom.
Hey, Maddie.
Keep calm.
And?
Geek on.
Stuff. Barf. Finger.